Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. How was this year for you? Let us start off with a text from Isaiah 6 and verse 1. It says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw in a vision the Lord sitting on a throne, high and exalted, with the train of his royal robe filling the most holy part of the temple." This year has flown by in lightning speed. Seems like only yesterday we were celebrating the arrival of 2021, and many people had great expectations of successes and blessings occurring in the next 12 months. Top of the list was the ending of the pandemic. After all, there was talk of the vaccine being rolled out pretty soon, which would destroy the virus and set the world free of coronavirus. The pandemic is still with us. Then there were some people who had dreams of what their life would look like, but some people lost jobs, lost loved ones, some people fell on hard times, some people fell on hard rocks. Of course, it was not all doom and gloom. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for example, led by the legendary Tom Brady, won the Super Bowl, the supreme title in the world of football. For the first time in the history of the Olympics, the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games, which were postponed, were held with no audience. Athletes competed with vigor and passion in front of empty venues as the pandemic raged on. More recently, the world lost one of the most respected personalities in modern history, Bishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa, who died and plunged his country into serious mourning. There were sudden deaths and deaths of loved ones who we hoped would miraculously get better. This year was different. Things were different for many people. But for you, what will this year be mostly remembered for? The text, one verse from the writings of the ancient Jewish prophet called Isaiah, is chock full of information. The prophet states very clearly, "In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord." Who was King Uzziah? And why is this vision significant? Uzziah was the 10th king of Judah, the smaller of the two Jewish states in Palestine in ancient history. Uzziah became king at the age of 16 and reigned for 52 years. He was known as a good king, firstly in terms of his religion. He practiced the Jewish faith and the nation followed in terms of being faithful to their God. In terms of government, Uzziah brought economic prosperity to the nation by the decisions he made, and he bolstered the army to almost 500,000, which was renowned for its military successes and which gallantly supported the king against its neighboring enemies. It is said that this great king had a secret to his success. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. Stop there for a moment. Here's a king, the political and military head of a sovereign nation, and his reign was successful because he sought the Lord. That is interesting and speaks highly of the man's faith and trust in God. But something happened. The Bible says that Uzziah became powerful and pride crept in, and he began to trust less and less in God and more in himself. With all his military and economic successes, Uzziah is most remembered for the most egregious offense. He went into the temple one day to burn incense. There could hardly be a more offensive act in the religious life of this nation. 80 priests rushed to stop him from doing something that was reserved only for priests for centuries, but he was not hearing it. And in his angry resistance to the priest, something happened. Leprosy broke out on his forehead right before their very eyes. That was the most incurable disease, and the most common way to deal with this skin disease was to banish the person from civil society. Imagine, the king was hurried out of the temple and could not return to the palace. And for the next 11 years, he was isolated from his family. And his son had to take over as king while dad was still alive. So we return to the text. This great king reigned and died while Isaiah was a prophet. Isaiah knew him well and respected him as a king. So it was pretty significant for Isaiah when this great king fell into disgrace and eventually died. The end of an era, but the end of a life of someone who turned against his faith and did something that God did not approve of. This great king died in shame. And in that year of his death, Isaiah had a most memorable experience. He had a vision of the Lord. That would have been pretty significant and a good experience for a prophet. However, what made it more significant is that it was life-changing for Isaiah. The vision was vivid, but the result of the vision was even more monumental. It changed the course of his life. In the vision, he had a personal encounter with God, and in that interaction, God asked, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Isaiah replied from a heart of conviction and commitment, "Here am I, send me." As 2021 rushes to its close, what will be the most significant experience that you will take with you into the future? What will be the most significant thing that you will remember this year for, and what impact would that event have had on your life? Isaiah went on to be the most outstanding Jewish prophet. He was bold, direct in his prophetic declarations, and consistently challenged the society to a more devoted relationship with God. How is your relationship with God, my friend? Has this year done anything to make you more committed to God and to be more resolute in how you practice your faith? Or will you continue life in 2022 as it was in 2021? Stop and do an evaluation, or better still, consider that which is the most significant experience of 2021, and then determine whether you want to remember this year as the turning point in your relationship with God. The question, how was this year for you?